It is the trend. Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams to sadly need to go into Liverpool 0, Nottingham Forest 1. Josh, we're going to start off with the race chart in a second or two, but your general feeling from the game, my general feeling from the game was it was one that was always going to be a bit of a tough day at the office, but it felt like every Liverpool player, and I'd argue to a slight extent the manager, managed to step on every single rake that Nottingham Forest put in front of them.
Yeah, it was definitely a sticky performance, I think is what I usually say when this kind of game. I expected Forest to be compact. Like, their numbers going into the game defensively were really good. I think they'd conceded less expected goals than Liverpool up until that point. It's obviously Nuno as well. We know what Nuno's about, the whole mid-block thing, getting you on the break. So I expected that, but then I also thought Anfield, Liverpool have got control, Liverpool have got better players. I thought we'd find a way through, but I agree with you. I think collectively, every player was just slightly below, or in some cases, miles below his usual level. And I think the management from the sidelines as well was just not enough to get us over the line, and I think in some cases it actually confused us and arguably made us worse towards the end.
Well, we'll get into that. We're going to start off with the race chart. So it's simply the race chart for the game. There's something that I just need to keep your eye on, which is where Liverpool are as we approach the half-hour mark there. So you can see that along the bottom, and Liverpool are approaching sort of 0.35, 0.4 expected goals. Forest are nowhere because they don't have a shot until the 55th minute. Keep your eye on that. We're going to talk about that with reference to other teams, but it is also Liverpool versus Brentford. When Liverpool get to the half an hour mark and are about 0.6 expected goals, maybe even a little bit less, but they are 1-0 up, Josh. That then pops, it goes all the way, they end up at 2.17, there's a second half in there, the game comes apart, Brentford then don't have a shot for the last half an hour of the game, unlike in this one where the Forest didn't have a shot for the first half an hour.